If you're in need of proof that a loud enough voice can make a difference, I think I found it for you. Might be aware of, it's called the School-Based Youth Services. It's been a program now for decades in 90 New Jersey school districts that help with mental health counseling for students. It's gotten a reprieve now, temporarily, under a compromise that allows the Murphy administration to still move ahead with a separate plan. They want to create a statewide network of treatment services. The difference being these would be off campus. That's part of the debate, too, that a lot of people are questioning. Why take the kids out of what is some sort of comfort zone within the boundaries of the school that they're in and have them go somewhere else for the necessary treatment, with the statistics showing this, it's a growing need, no doubt about that. But why take them out of a comfort zone for the treatment that could be given within a familiar turf? And Children's and Families Commissioner Christine Norbert-Beyer announced this past week they're seeking bids from mental health providers to create the new program. It's called the New Jersey Statewide Student Support Network. They want to have this up and running in time for the 2023-2024 academic year. And when you think about it, too, I guess this is the definition of a compromise. Instead of slamming the door on what is and was up until now, most people thought working well, and switching into something new, it sounds like they want to approach this more with a idea of a transition. Governor's office also said in order to minimize disruption to students who are already receiving benefits from the services, they're going to maintain the school-based youth services program funding. This will be in the upcoming state budget proposal for fiscal year 2024. That's set to take effect July 1st. State will expect more from the administrators of the existing program, the school-based youth services. By July 1st, they have to follow new, what are going to be called, standardized reporting requirements, monitoring requirements, program expectations. Also, Commissioner Beyer announced the statewide plan to create the Student Support Network that would host school assemblies, workshops, mentoring programs, things like that. And again, off-site counseling for students who are most in need of help. Help pay for the new network. Norbert-Beyer had planned to use the $30 million that's been operating the school-based programs in the districts. As I said, this goes back to 1988, back to the Tom Kane administration. The existing programs would have closed the end of this school year, meaning in June. This was under the initial plan. They also proposed cutting in the funding 2 years ago, by the way. That was a cost-cutting move they wanted to make when the state finances appeared to be, you know, in the tank, I guess we could be generous and say. Look at the statistics. National research shows that 1 in 5 teens live with what are classified as severe mental health issues. Along with that, the youth suicide rate, that continues to rise. This existing school-based program serves somewhere between 25 and 30,000 students, which is about 2% of the entire public school population. Statewide, they call it the hub-and-spoke model that Norbert-Beyer envisioned would have 15 hubs to it. Each would serve one or more counties. Each hub would receive a budget of around $3.2 million, so they can hire a director, of course, an assistant director, support staff, mental health clinicians, panel of students, parents, school personnel, community leaders, representatives from social services would act as advisors on the hub on services needed. Now, that's what the proposal says. When this is put into practice, as we've seen before, not every element seems to make the cut. Hubs would provide three tiers of levels of intervention, one that would host school assemblies and workshops, promote mental health well-being, and discourage any disruptive behavior like bullying, for example, one that would offer mentoring or small group sessions for students who are ID'd as at risk for behavioral or mental health issues, and one that would connect students in need of evaluation referral to counseling, again, outside the school. Overall price tag of this is about $48 million. But no doubt about it that the debate will continue. Why tamper with something? Why change something that up till now, by most accounts, appears to be effective and working very well?